The sugya of Heter Mistarif Isur appears twice in Shas. Once in Maseches Nazir and once in Maseches Psochim. In Maseches Nazir, it occupies from Daf Lamed Hamabez all the way till Daf Lamed Ches, and in Maseches Psochim from Mem Gimel Hamabez, a very similar Gemara with a number of nuanced distinctions to Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. So that's what we will attempt to take a stab at, and more or less attempt to be mavchin between this concept, this yisod of Ketem Tzarev Le'Isar, and the yisod of Tam Ke'Ikar, which needs a separate shiur unto itself. But Heter Mistarev Le'Isar, as we'll see, we'll read some of the Gemara in both places, is essentially a halachic status and has halachic consequences. We have, let's say, Heter Ve'Isar that are Me'urav Biyachad, that are interspersed, and they're Me'urav into a kind of one chaticha, which has a shir kezayis. And a person actually eats, this is your area. And a person eats it. So this achila is considered to be an achilas isur. And despite the fact that the chelik of the isur does not have a kezayis, and that's a massive chiddush. It's a chiddush which to me, my entire life has been so wondrous that I can't literally, even though I learned Yerodeh a number of times, I even said Shura Machulin a number of times, but I have difficulty grasping such a notion, such a concept that I have here a heter, mitzvah of the Isa. We'll see in Machogos of Rishonim, Tzin Rashi and Tesis and other Rishonim are lined up where there has to be Me'urav. The Rishonim will hold. There's no need for Tarovis. I have heter and Isur. I eat it together. We'll see in a few moments. You don't have in the Chilukah Isur Kezayis, and yet the Achila is called Achila Sheyesh Bo Kezayis, since in the entire Chaticha, or the entire amount that I ate, had in it a shear of a Kezayis. So that itself is, if not for Gzeras HaKosev, I'd be in a lot of trouble. And the Gzeras HaKosev also, we have to find some sort of explanation, some sort of hesber. And the Gzeras HaKosev, it's very nice that the Gemara here quotes a pasuk of Mishras, V'chol Mishras Adavim Lo Yishteh. So Chazal say that this comes to be Marbe together with the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. He darshins the word kol, as Rashi or the Mefarish points out here on Lamed Vav, and also here in the Sugya Rashi in Psochim. So that pasuk, V'chol Mishras Adavim Lo Yishteh, Mishras, of course, Milashon, let's understand it, where I have pito that is shori b'mayim, where the yayin, where the pas is actually immersed in wine, and so the pas immersed in wine. So we have halacha of heter mistar of the isa. The Gemara says it's actually twice. We'll read a little bit of both sugyas, and then we'll also perhaps we'll read as well a lashon Rambam. Maybe we'll start with that lashon Rambam, which is found in the back of your Maran Mekomos here. It should be on page 8, 9, and 10, a language of the Rambam. So the Rambam says on page 8, the Machos HaSuros, we'll start with that. We'll just read three halachas, and then we'll comment on it a bit later. In Perek Yudal Machos HaSuros Halacha Hei Kvar Biyarnu, Shekol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, Ein Mitztarfin Ze Im Ze L'Kezayis. So you don't have a concept of heter, Mistar of the Isur and Kol HaTorah Kula. Chutz Mipsar Nevelo and Psar Trefa. That means
Isur Mistar of the Isur.
What?
This is Isur Mistar of
the Isur. This is Isur, correct? Okay. A Mistar of Zeh and Zeh, Isur and Misur, we'll talk about that in a few moments. Chutz Mipsar Nevelo and Psar Trefa. Visur in Nozir, she is Baru Mkoma. The Chamisha Mine Tavua, Bikimchim Shalem, Babatego Shalem, Hakol from Tzafim, the Kazayis, Ben Lis for Chametz for Pesach, Ben Lis for Chodosh, Mithay HaOmer, Ben Lis for Masa Shein Yitzchumah. So as Dr. Metzakis noted, we're talking about Isur to be Mesurah be Isur. Now on page number 9, here's now with the Zeros, which is relevant to us. In Perakei Aluch HaDalin, so here the Rambam says, Dover HaMutar, Einam Mitztarek LeDover HaOsur B'Nozir, around page number 9. If I have Heter, to be Mitztarek for Isur, so the Rambam says, Einam Mitztarek LeDover HaOsur B'Nozir, Ketzad, Yayin Shenasari B'Dvash, we'll talk about that shortly, Avo B'Shetam HaKol Tam Yayin, B'Shosim and Atarovis, V'Chel HaTzmukim Shedorson Im HaGrogros, B'Tam HaKol Tam Tzimukim, V'Ochum and Atarovis En Eloke. Ad Shiyye, B'Dobar HaOsa B'Tarovis, K'zayis B'Chdei Sholosh Beitzim, V'Ochal K'Sholosh Beitzim, B'Shar HaYisurin, HaShom Mikol Odin, K'ma Shabiyan, V'Chel Machos HaSuras. So that's a very famous halacha, the din of K'zayis B'Chdei Achilas Pras, which the Gemara also mentions over here, which you are undoubtedly aware of Machlokes HaRishonim, exactly how much that is. Again, I'm not into these shiurim, but this is a davar yadua. Here also you can see it on daf lamevavim beis here in Nozir. Namely, this din of kazayis da'achilas pras. Pras is actually chelek, a half of a loaf of bread without a hefsek. And the machlokes in the Mishnah, whether it's 6 beitzim or 8 beitzim, so obviously chatzi pras would be either 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim, whatever the shear is in terms of time, that already have many different shitas. In general, I think the rule of thumb is between 2 minutes and 9 minutes. That's generally what's assumed. You have to eat kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. So let's say on Shabbos, when you eat the shear of lechem for lechem mishneh, so it has to be done kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. Okay, that's the second Rambam. And the third Rambam is in page number 10 in Machos HaSuras in Perek Dalhi Aloha Tazayin. Here the Rambam says, Kol Yisumer Shabbat Torah, Eimit Zavim Zeim Zeh, Chutz Meisuri Nozeh, Moshe is Boresham. That's what the Gemara said. The first, the basic halacha that we will be discussing, that's Rabbi Yochanan's din, that Kol Yisumer Shabbat Torah, Ein Heta Mestav Le'isa, Chutz Meisuri Nozeh, because of the Pasuk of Mishras, Lefikwa Chalokech Mi'at, the Rambam says, I have a bit of dam, a bit of basar behema tmeya, a bit of psar nevela, a bit of psar daktame, a bit of, what was that?
A cocktail,
what you call, okay, I like that lotion. A bit of psar of, tamme, b'chayotz v'nashar, v'asur, mitzir, v'nakol, kazayis, v'ochlo, en aloke, b'dino, b'din, oichal, chatzashir. Okay, so now, we'll just begin by essentially, Rabbi Yochanan here, on daf, let's read it actually. Dafla Mehem Beis, the Gemara says, three lines from the bottom. Om Rabbi Abo, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, Ein Heta Mistar V'Isra, Chutz V'Isuri Nozir, Shari Yom Torah Mishras. So he learns from this Pasuk, L'chol Mishras Hanovim Lo Yishteh, that here you have a new din of Heta Mistar V'Isra. Means over and above the Isra and the Nozir Lishtos Yayin, there's also an Isra and the Nozir to eat something which is shori b'yayin. If something is steeped in wine, so a nazir is not allowed to eat that. Means, let's say, lechem shori b'yayin, and he eats that lechem which is steeped in wine. So he's over on the iser, on the lechem itself, because the lechem is shori u'me'urav v'mayayin, he's not allowed to eat it. And the shir achila, which is aser, so the yayin is included, the heter together with the iser. Now comes the iri, on the last the last line of Daf Lamehem is going on to Lamehem. And Ziri says, Af Sa'or Bal Taktiru. So he claims that even by the Isra, the Torah says, Ki Chol Sa'or, V'chol Dvash, Lo Saktiru Menu Isha Lashem. Even in the Isra of Haktor HaSa'or and Chomet, Tlagabi HaMizbeach, this Isra is also Kayim. That's what Rashi comments here on the Mefarish. On the top of Lamehem and Aleph, Ziri Yomar Af Sa'or Bal Taktiru. So the Mefari says, "She'ilu ein b'se'or, she'ilu ein b'se'or kizayis ve'isa, mashlim al kizayis. She'uchayev ayvim mishum shenema kol se'or v'chol dvash lo saktir." Where did this come from? Mele the pasuk of Mishras by Nazir talks about. I saw actually in the Mefarshim they explained the word Mishras mi l'shon shorui. It's not so clear exactly what the shorish of that word is. Called Mishras anovim lo yishteh. I don't know what you would say the shorish is, but you probably study diktok. So it would seem the Shoras is Shin Reish Tov.
Shin Reish.
Shin Beishay. I mean, that's what I meant. Shin Beishay. So Mishras Shara means to literally something is immersed in, something is steeped in. That's how he derives it. But here, Ziri has a problem because it doesn't. There's no indication that pasuk Kol Sor Chol Dvash Losaktir Men Ishal Hashem should apply to that. So right away the Gemara says Rabbi Lazar the Darish Kol. You have to add the Shita of Rabbi Lazar that Heter Mistayv Leisa. And again, the Mefarish says. He points out the Gemara in the pasuk in Shmos and the sugim sochim. Kiman kav lozer darish kol gabi chametz v'erkel ovim bepesach the tani bi'alei ruva b'lav. That's the mission in the beginning of elu ovim. Below b'lav divra b'lozer d'chsib kol machmetzed lo sochelu. So essentially, here we have Ziri who adds to this according to Rabbi Lozer in kol hashas. Rabbi Lozer in kol hashas claims you can darshan the word kol. The word kol haksuv b'atera can be nidrash, and therefore you could say. Also, we have an understanding that that also refers to this halacha of heter mistarev leisar. Okay, so now we have two situations of heter mistarev leisar, and what we're going to attempt to see if we can find some basis to understand this halacha. To me, this halacha, as I said at the outset, is almost inexplicable. It's inexplicable because how do you take, especially according to the Rishonim, who hold that there's not even a Tarovis. I'm eating it because I was with Achilas Pras, Heter, then Isur, and we combine the two as long as I eat it within the Shear's Man, which is prescribed 3 Beitzim, 6 Beitzim, whatever Zman is, 2 minutes, 9 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, etc. So somehow we have here a new, what I call, to me, the Halacha became a Baal Mefes. It's almost a Chassid Shehebi, he's at work. That you take Heter and Isur, that's not eaten together, but eaten within the Shear Zman of Achilas Pras, and you now say there's a new din called Heter, Mistar of the Isur.
That falls under the category of Heter.
Yes, there are, we'll see in a moment. There's a Machlokes of Rishonim, whether it has to be, whether it's Ma'urav or not Ma'urav. But there are many Rishonim. What was that?
The Rabbi.
Yeah. Can we say it? But I'm mentioning the Psak, I'm mentioning more in the concept. I haven't said anything yet. But let me.
You said something. Why is it self-confounding? Ainazer. It's not
Mitzvah. Right? Okay.
So my Nazir, this is a Chiddush. Okay.
That to me is a massive Chiddush, and even the extension here I don't think that's a correct statement, but all due respect. But anyway, Avsor Bal Taktiru, and basically Rabbi Lozer Gemara then goes further. Gemara says Yehochid in Chametz VePesach Nami. So now let's extend it further. Let's extend it to Chametz VePesach. Gemara on top of the Lamed Vav and Aleph. This should also be included in this Heter Mistarish Le'isur concept. And there also, because the Pasuk says, Kol Machmetz Haz Le'isachelo. Again, based on the Drash of Rabbi Lazar and Loshen of Kol. I mean, there also we should say the din of Heter Mistarish Le'isur. So the Gemara says, Einachanami. Gemara said that right, that's exactly correct. Ulafuki Bidabayi. So we come to Bimamai Abai Shita Niyome Shaktara Bachim Bikazayas, Kamashvalon the Haktara, as the Gemara says, Ein Haktara Bipachim Bikazayas. So that's what the Chiddush of this Sugi is. We look actually in the first again, I'm just using that temporarily. So he says here on line number 5, Yachi Lema Ziri Vichainab Linichamish Professor Yachai Vali Ruva Mishim Dachsid Beko. So why did it mention Ziri mentioned so? Mizrashi says over here that someone who eats a chatzi zayis shel heter. With the chatzizai shel isur, hischai b'isur inozi lamrot she'inam b'uravim. Even though there's no tarovos, they're not interspersed one with the other. But a person would eat, let's say a chati, what we mentioned a moment ago in that Rambam, one would eat a chatzizayis chelem and a chatzizayis basa b'vasachas. Then the heter is not mashal m'shir ha'isur l'chaybo, with the exception, as you noted, of isur inozir. If you ate a chatzizayis anovim, chatzizayis lechem b'vasachas, then you're chayu. So Tesis in Psochim, you have actually the Gemara Psochim by Xerox for you. On Daf Mem Gimel Beis, which is the Tesis, the Masel Kaman, the one on the bottom of the page, number one, page number one. So here, the Gemara has come out the same discussion. If you look actually here, maybe we'll read the Rashi here. He has one slight thing, but I'm not sure that Rashi on the, when the Gemara says, Ein het de mitzvah de Isa, see that? It's about 20 lines up from the bottom. Ochel chatzizai is cheder, chatzizai is basav v'asachas. Ein het de mashem v'shir ha'isa l'chaivo. Sorry? Page one. Chutz mi'isuri nozir. Shemal chatzizai is anovim, v'chatzizai is lechav v'asachas. Chayev, sharamah Torah, mishras anovim v'yishte. Chayev v'ashri has pita v'yayim. If you have a kezayis of yayin, it would not be a problem. Is the guy saying before Shavuot Rabbanim lo darshi kol? The kol darshi below him. Darbachim lekamon hanboy the tadi mishras is tetam ki ikol. Get to that in a few moments. V'miso, namely, I know tami didim if the kol and mashrus of the mishras napkol the kol lo darish. Fine. And then he adds ziri sar bal taktiru. Also, you have the din of hetim mitzvah of the isur, and he mentions chatzizayis comes to the sur chatzayis the matzah ve'einon meurovim. So that's a Rashi here. This is Rashi, not Mefarish anymore. So it's the real McCoy ve'einon meurovim ve'kolecha nikar. And then kravolos darish kol. Again, this is based on the extension that we mentioned that it should apply to both sur and also to chametz. That's what Rashi says here also that. Le'el, umiyasim nafkal lekaramel le'el mitzvahs minayin tamalon kol v'dor shachar mitzvahs minayin chatzizayis sor chatzizayis matzah imo. And then going off, you go on to page two, you'll see that's where the Gemara says again chametz nami. Rashi says do'aminu alayuva v'lahav v'adu nami hetem tzav v'isor u'mushani yinuch nami the chametz besach hetem tzav v'isor v'adu nolak etzor le'afugim v'dabayit yom melochot per kavachot bo'os yesh haktor v'achiv zayis v'chay v'aktor asor koldu. Now look at the Tesis on page one. The Ramasul command on the bottom of the page. So Tesis is going to be cholik on Rashi. Tesis assumes that the zechiyah only the isa v'heter are meurovin biyachad. Unlike what Rashi says, look in the lashon of Tesis. He says command kabbalas the darish kol near the re. There's the Iri Mashvila, the Sor Hete, Mistar of the Isor, Miditani Eruvi Minayin, Tamaloma Ki Kol, Umbi the Rabbi Eruvo, Imkain Hete, Mistar of the Isor, Vainu Kid the Rabba, the Lide Hochi Perusha, Mitzosu Minayin, Hainu Zai Sholim, Abul Abai, the first Mitzosu Minayin, Hatzi Zai, So Shai Hete, Mistar of the Isor, the Amashu, the Isor, the Hude, Mikhayev, Vodamar Beruva, Hainu Shem Mistari of the Gambri. Okay, anyway, you'll read a bit further in the Tesis. He writes, "What the Kama 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 Los Darish Kol Mishun the Abanon Avgav the Darish Yigi Kol Lo Mukma Le the Rabbi Say Uvi the Rabbi Mitzasa Rashi Pirs the Zira Mashal Mitzasa the Chazayis Komets the Sor Chazayis Matzah the Ain Mur Rabbi Kolachan Dikos." The Tesis is Cholik on this Rashi, and that's a famous Machlok. So that's my, as I said, that was my issue. And also the Gemara at the end of this Sugya, Im Sochim, the Gemara actually. On Daf Mamish at the end, on page four, or on Daf Mem Hey, in Sochim towards the last, before the Mishnah, Abatzik Shevasidki Areva, the Gemara as a whole. Here again, the question whether the Gemara actually, let's be fair. So on page number three, which is the Mem Dalalim Beis, so there the Gemara goes to the same discussion that we have here in Nozir. And then, on the bottom of the page, on the bottom of page number three, the last five, six, seven lines, here the Gemara comments that we know that there are those who are cholik and distant of Rabbi Yochanan, and they understand the Pasuk of Mishras as referring to Tam Ki Ikar. So the Gemara says over here on the bottom, Midrabbanan Nishmal HaRakiva, Milo Arminu Rabbanan Mishras Latin Tam Ki Ikar, we'll discuss that in a second, Bikana Tadon Cholisum Sharatoria, Rabbi Kiva Nami Mishra Sahetim Sahad Lisa Mikara Tadon Chavisim Shabbatur Tukula Tamulomer. The Gemara says, you have Shnei Ksuv Avon Kecha. Nozim Chatas. Now, this Chatas is the issue that the Gemara discussed in the top of Memhe Amidal. The first four or five lines. Nozim Hodi Amorin Hetim Sahad Lisa. Now we have Chatas Mahi Desanyo. Kola Sheyiga Bibsara Yigdosh. as Rashi explains on the third line over there. Psar chulin of shlamim, shezman achiloso meruvim mechatos. One is 2 days and a night. One is 1 day and a night. V'noga mechatos yigdash. Kine mefarsh yes kamo. Sheim psula hoysachatos gompigo. Because there's a blia of one carbon into the other, and one only has a limited zman achila, the other has a more extended zman achila. So therefore, you have a problem if there's blia that occurs. So the Gemara here is discussing the din of blia. That occurs, and there's a bliya of psul, or a bliya of iser. So liyos kamoa, that's what Gemara says in the first 5-6 lines. Now look at the end, the last 5-6 lines before the Mishnah. Amalei avashu akana lahod etani mikol asher yasim migefen leayin mechatzani miadzog lo sochel limin al isurim nozeh shemistafrim zeh zeh. So the Gemara says hashav v'kiva iser v'hetam mistafrim iser v'iser miboyi. If iser v'hetam mistaref, so iser v'iser mother, and welcome this topic. Amalei iser v'hetam v'asachas. So this Gemara would seem to indicate that Isa v'heter requires, as the Gemara indicates, v'asachas, means the gabi chatos, ein heter mistar v'isor, unless the Isa v'heter are b'ur b'yachad. That's what Gemara says here, achiyil v'b'sora. So Tesis, going back now to what we just said, the Rachel Rashi and Tesis, so Tesis apparently interprets din heter mistar v'isor the way Rashi interprets Tam Ki'ika. How does Rashi interpret Tam Ki'ika? Take a look at Mem Dalarim Beis. Im Sochet, Mem Dalamud Beis, there's a famous Rashi. So Rashi is found in the middle of the page. Diramasil mipas umiyayin chay. I don't know if you see that. See where it says Zechulin kuf ches? 3 lines below that. Everyone see that? Mipas umiyayin chay, says Rashi. Uplidu rabbanon lalei. The lesu hetem istar of the isur. The ilu. Poshat hayayin b'chol hapas, la'avu pligir abanon alei. Do islu tam ki ikor, v'is'avile pas gufe isa. So here Rashi says, the svara, a very famous Rashi, that the tam ki ikor means, is'avile pas gufe isa, or to put it in the Yerodea terms, ha'heter hofech lios isa. That's what Rashi says. It becomes actually because of the tam. That's what Rashi says. Ilu pashat hayayim bechol pas la v'pligu abon alei. The isle tam ki ikar. Isabu le pas guve isa. So Tosfos comes out, the din of heter misarif isa is mechadesh. The heter that's meura bo isa hofech lios chetzer shel isa. It's a kind of chanan similar to that. It's not exactly the same din. That's also machlokes, but pas lo dibasal chal v'shar yisur machlokes v'rishenim. But I'm just saying. But here you have Rashi gives you the svara of Tam Ki Ika. So somehow there seem to be two different dinim here that are at work. I'm speaking very balabatish, very fundamental, basic level. One, a Tam Ki Ika, the Tam somehow as takes on a very powerful kind of, what was that?
Entity.
Okay, and therefore the Tam, Hofei Chesa Heter Lios Isa, Mashekin Heter Misad Isa, Sanayadin, Anu Alocha, that even though you have Heter, you don't here have Isa. But because of somehow through some zerasakosu, the hetem becomes isa. According to Rashi, the din of hetem misad isa is mechudish legami. At least the fiat news daiti. Hetem gomur she'adam oichel mitzdayev l'shir to be mechayim mi anachilas isa shaloye b'shir. I find that to be, as I said, the last 55 years of my life, impossible. I learned your David Asolveitchik. I find the din to be impossible. That the het. What are you going to say here? Shehetem hofech lios isa. What's going on? Ein bichlav isur amur beheter. So how do you go explain? Okay, exasakosu, I know, mishras, what am I supposed to do? But you have to understand exasakosu as well. So it could be that according to Rashi, this is a maskana I came to many, many years ago when I learned Jordan. According to Rashi, haheter nishar behetero. The heter is heter. You can't miraculously take heter and turn it to isur. It doesn't exist, such a notion. However, there's a new aloha. The aloha is misha eichel. Heter, Hamitzar, the Isor is Chayev, and all the apparently it's Aloch and the Maisa Chila. That's a Maskana Kedah. I have a few rayas for this, not Mukhrach 100%, that's the problem. I'm looking for something which is give me Hechreya. It means Achila sa Heter, Mitzarefes, Im Achila sa Isor, to a maisa achila. And what I'm saying now is the shear of a kezayis is not a shear in the chepta shalisa, but it's a shear in the maisa achila. That's apparently what you have to say. Something along.
Chatzishir,
how does that play? No, chatzishir. I'm a chazan and yuma, but that we pass in chatzishir is awesome in atar. But at the end of the day, it's awesome in atar, but you don't get malchus for it. You don't get malchus for a shear. In general, like the Rambam has by Geneva also, you steal a culture with sasa. You steal your gozel a culture with sasa, but you're not going to get punished. So chatzishir, here we're talking about a person being, you're going to get punished. Pilei ployim. Why would you get punished for a heter? So the answer is somehow there's a new din here. I know it doesn't seem to bother any of you, but I'm bothered by it for 55 years. How is it possible that a person eats heter? Okay, we're combining it together with Iser, and now you have a shir kezayis. But the heter remains heter, pashtus, I'd say. But there's no halacha that someone, means I'm saying that the shir of kezayis is not a shir of the chetzah shel Iser. That's what I'm saying. But rather, it's a shir of the maisa achila. So on the Iser achila, you're over. If you do a maisa achila, it means the din of heter mistar v'isur is mechadish, that there's a chiv and the isur that's eaten by maisa achila, which consists of both heter and isur. That seems to be the chiddush here of heter mistar v'isur. Doesn't that, I think, it's like almost like a chiddush rebbe at work.
But it's because I think that kezayis is a
chash
of achila. So
that's what you said. That's exactly what I'm saying. Ein achila b'chusim b'kezayis, ani maskim mitra.
It was bracha from them. Somebody eats, let's say, pachos me kezayis pachos me mezonos, but he's mistarek with luck. The bracha we showed it's sure to be mezonos because it's the ikur. But just bracha achrona, you still need to have enough mezonos to make bracha achrona of alamithia.
I mean, that's the, you know, there's a sefer that's only here, which has, it's a picture book of shiurim. Someone showed it to me here. What? No, not Rabbi Badner Sefer. There's a book that has beautiful, luscious pictures of food. That's what they showed me. And the question is, do you, when you make a bracha achrona that you mentioned, only, what do you count? Do you count, let's say, the chocolate, the chveis, let's say, and a piece of chocolate cake? Oh, that's where I saw it. Has a luscious piece of chocolate cake out there. Is that it? Not that Rabbi Badner Sefer, no. It's a Sefer that has pictures of beautiful, very luscious. What's that called?
Also very bad. Kezayis.
Is that the one? Let me see. I don't. Someone showed it to me. I don't.
He has very good start.
I'm not. Yeah, so this is safer. But this is not. He showed me a better one. There are better pictures. But anyway, here's the Shaila. In this safer. Whether you also, did he, let's say I eat a luscious piece of chocolate cake. So the chocolate cake has chocolate, has sugar, has, I don't know, what else is there? How much is the mezonos component of this chocolate cake? And that's the shaila. So apparently, from what I gathered, I didn't read the sefer completely, yeah, so I have, maybe I should be, I have to be fair. The author's a big Talmid Chacham. But the question is whether, we're talking about the kezayis. We're talking about kezayis and mezonos. What are all the other fillings? All the other cream, fruit, I don't know, non-mezonos fillings that come into the picture.
It's the same lumdus.
What?
It's the same lumdus then. That to make the alamithi, to make the acharona, you need to have an achila.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what his assumption is in this sefer. I didn't read it carefully enough to see what's going on over here, but I'm saying that that's why I think it's a big problem. It's not so pushy.
On that case, wouldn't it be a substantial amount? I mean, if you have a 1 in 100 of Issa,
it's totally
you still just say it's very loaded.
Lechura, according to Rishonim, some Rishonim say you need a mashehu of Iser and the rest is heter. 99% heter. Mashehu of Iser, we say heter mitzav de Iser. That's why I can't get my hands on this. No, Hilchos Brachos for sure not. That's exactly what they say. What Dr. Mazenga is saying, there's a chilek. Someone just on the plane back from the United States, was it a week and a half ago, trying to forget about it. But anyway, so someone told me a wondrous, I don't know where they come up with these sucking. A woman on the plane, she ate bread. They offered, okay, I'm not getting into that topic, my favorite topic is the possible of Kingston topic. What? Mezonos bread. She made a mezonos. Right. She made a mezonos on the bread. And She ate not just one, she ate her husband's, what are they called? That roll, and then she ate her roll as well. Mazonos. She ate two rolls of mazonos. Then she actually had a third from one of her children. So she ate three rolls and made a mazonos in them. So then the question was what to do. So then there was a whole to do. The question, could she make the chasamoza now? So the answer to me, of course, is pasha. She should have washed the chasamoza chatchila. But okay, now that she didn't do that, so now I discussed it with Abba and Chassid as well. In 68, the first time I discussed this shaila, it was pasha to him. That you're kovei suda. Plus you're eating all the other things. Well, I ain't welcome to this topic. He told me then that when I go to a smorgasbord, he told me he doesn't eat those things. He doesn't eat smorgasbords. He probably ate very little. But the smorgasbords, he says, pasha that you should wash and make hamotzi. You're eating chopped liver and all the other delightful items that you're having there. And at the end of the day, you're having pasul baba kisne, you're kovei suda, correct? That's it. So this so-called, there are 3 days in pasul baba kisne. As Kayadu, I mentioned everybody, probably the last 50 years of my life. So day number one is what you eat. Day number two is the so-called mazonos rolls that they keep saying are mazonos rolls, but they're not, because there's no mei peros, that's murgash. There's nothing there. Amar requires you to be murgash mei peros. Maybe for Sfardim, there's more of a makom lahakil, but not for Ashkenazim. And I had a professor of chemistry, my chaver, he actually went and wanted to see, I asked him how much mei peros is in that roll, so I gave him, I took a roll. He actually did a study on it. There was about 0.1% of May Paris in that. The whole thing was a complete joke.
A wise man went to his bakery, his father's bakery, and it was with apple juice proper. Says it was edible.
Okay, so I'm just saying. So then, what did this woman do? So they had a whole deal about it over there on the plane around me. And so they decided she should now go ahead and wash. And then, in order to say Berachas HaBozen, she has to wash. And now, and say Hamotzi, and then she'll be able to say Berachas HaBozen. I thought that was I didn't say a word. Then someone that came over to me, are you a rabbi? So of course the answer was not for this. I'm not a rabbi. And I said, it's poshut that they're wrong. There's absolutely no basis for what they're doing. In the Mishnah in Brachas, that's what I told them, in case of Mavorchim, that the Mishnah says that the pashas of the Mishnah is that on bread you would make a mazonos. And on wine, you'd make bar pietz. However, Chazal kovem, shum chashivusim, shadvar melu, they'll kovem a separate bracha. That's what Gemara says over there. So you can make a mezonos on bread. And you don't say, there's no need to go ahead now and wash and then make hamotzi and more bread in order to be able to say bichas habozim. Well, I'm shooting like this. And then they told me in the sefer, mezonos habracha, which I don't have access to. So there it says like that, it's a psaka, that's a pella. I don't know how the person can make a psaka like that. Okay, but now back to this. So that's the point I'm trying to make. This, thank you, Rabbi Feinberg. This is exactly what I was referring to. So this, I don't know if this is based on when you have a kezayis and mezonos. I hope it's based on that, but I don't think so. That's my problem. He included the sugar and the chocolate and who knows.
His shear is everything.
Everything's included, which I think is okay. But this is what I'm saying now. The chiddush is that even a mashahu of Isar and 99% of heter, that's not loch of heter inside the Isar. That's not a chiddush deal. To me, it's wild, especially according to the days when we showed him that some Urav that we're talking about, there's no Tairovas. Either because I was the Achilas Pras, but they're not in this verse, one with the other. How in heaven's name does that work? It has to be a new halacha, a shir in the Maisa Achila. That somehow, when you have such a Maisa Achila, which has in it Sachakol, a Kazayis, so then the halacha is that you are, that's the din of Hetem Misav Le'isa. Now, I what does it mean, machshiv? I'm sure what you mean.
He's eating iser and he's maybe chatting it, surrounding it with heter. So then you could say you're leaving star for heter. But if he's eating heter that has a drop of iser, then you're back to tarukas.
Eating heter, which has a drop of iser, assuming that the iser and the heter are eaten separately, true? Because I achilas pras. That's called the maisa achila. But it's not; they're not eaten together. You ate them separately, according to those Rishon. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, I'm going to get to that in a few moments. I'm saying, here in this Gemara that I just read, towards the end of this, right before the Mishnah, here in Sochim, where the Gemara says, Omle Avashu Akran, Elohot Atani, Mikol Asher Yasem, Gevin Ayayim, Mechatzanim Yadzog, Limin Al Yisra Nozer, Shem Mistarfim Zeh Zeh. The Gemara says, Hashad Abba Kiva, Yisra Vehetem Mistarfim, Yisra Vehetem Miboi, Omle Yisra Vehetem Bevasachas, Yisra Vehetem Bezeh Chazeh. The Gemara here in Daf Mem Hei. In order to be Mitzar, Yisra Vehetem, That is what the Gemara says. You have to eat them tochad achilas pras. That's for sure. That's the din. If I eat iser be iser, and I do have tochad achilas pras, then the halacha is. But however, the gabi din of heter mesav the iser. No, if I eat the heter and the iser vasachas, that's what Rashi said over here. The gabi that din. So then a person is chaya. So I'm saying according to Rashi, I understand the din because when you want to be mitzaref achilas heter to achilas iser. So you have to eat them together. Because otherwise, what exactly is going to take the Achilas Heter and turn it somehow into Isur? Mashen Ken, if you're talking about Isur of Isur, that's what you mentioned before. There's a distinction between Heter Messiah of the Isur and the case of Isur of Isur. It means the whole Isur of Isur, it's all Asur. So it's enough, as long as I eat it in a Zman Katsar, to be Mitzarev, the two items, so that's what Gemara says. That's the Achilas Pras, that's considered to be, that would be Asur. But the Gabi Isur of Heter, there's no Tzad HaShoveh to be mitzarev them, unless you eat them vasachas. If I don't eat them vasachas, there's no, where's the tziruf? How do you create the connection between these two? Now, I thought that's pshat in the Gemara's kasha here. The Gemara has the kasha on daf lamid vavim and aleph. The Gemara says, okay, first the Gemara goes to the mikvah shel truma. I don't want to discuss that right now. And finally, the Gemara then asked the kasha the gabei kizayis v'achilas pras. The Gemara asked the kasha. I'm talking about an lamed vav and a beis. I mean, after the Gemara quoted this whole Gemara asked the stira a kasha from the Mishnah in Tul Yom by mikvah shel truma v'ashum ba lamed vav and alf. So let's start with that. Esvi abaye ha mikvah shel truma v'ashum ba'ashem shalchul v'nogat Tul Yom mitzaso pasal eskulan. Why? There, the assumption is that somehow the Iker is the Mikvah Shel Truma. That's what you have to assume. That's Mashmos in the Mishnah Tul Yom as well. Because it's Rashi says here, Rashi, both here in Psachim and also the Mishnah is in Tul Yom, Rashi says that this Mikvah is a thick, I don't know how to translate, a thick kind of porridge of Truma. And you have Shum B'Shemen that are basically put there to spice this Mikvah Shel Truma. Just to give it tablin, to give it some time. So if I have this mikvah shel truma v'hashum v'hashem shachul melagat v'yom mitzaso pasal kula, because we assume here the ikar is the mikvah shel truma. What about a mikvah shel chulin? That becomes the ikar v'hashum v'hashem shel truma. So that's obviously serving as a kind of tablin. Melagat v'yom mitzaso lo pasal v'akam ago. V'avinu v'akam ago amai pasal. Omer Rabba v'avachana omer b'yechana matam ho v'zar lo kala b'kizayis. Means if we would have a zar a Yisrael who would eat this, so he'd be getting Malkus min HaTorah. Obviously, min HaTorah, Truma is not batel berov, and therefore he'd be getting Malkus because I is on the, we're talking about Dimua, it's Meduma over here. My time, I'm reading that on the base, on the above the base. My time, Elav Mishum, the Heter, Mistar of the Isa. That's what the Gemara assumed. Amalei lo, so he said no. My Kazayas, the Kazayas, the Achilas Pras. Fact, the Gemara, here's the Gemara Kasha I want to comment on. The Gemara is the Kasha. The Achilas Pras is Kazayas the Achilas Pras, the Din da Raisa, Omalein, Yochi, Amai Pilu Abana Leda, Belazu Bekusar Ababli. So you have to say that Kusar Ababli, right, that has that, I don't know how they, that what they call, my Rebbe used to call it, Rabbi Soloveitchik called it Babylonian yogurt. Okay, I know we got that translation, but anyway, so Kusar Ababli. So, what's the pshat in this Gemara here? When the Gemara says, Ukazayis with Achilas Pras, Dor Raisahi. So I just want to read, I saw this Lashon actually this morning, and I didn't Xerox it for you. I saw the Maram Chalawa, so he has a pair of Shamsach, and he writes the following, explaining this Kasha. Ukazayis with Achilas Pras, Dor Raisahi, says the Maram Chalawa, Di Abayi Nami Meidebo. Abayi is also masking. Ela the Sabra. Hani Mili, Kishoachal Ha'iso Lachatzoyin. Kishehebe achilas pras, aval yidei tarovis lo. And those, if it would be a tarovis, the havamina would be, I'm not going to be mitzarev the different chalokim of the iser. Why? Because there's achilas heter in between. So somehow that's mafrid, that somehow separates. Mizichsarin apparently again. So that's why I want to be arrived from this lashon. It's not muchach again because he says here the abayi nami modeba when the Gemara says kasha. Abaye, the Chdais de Achilas Pras, the Raisa, he understands the Kasha, the Abaye Nami Modeba, El the Sober, Hani Mili, Kshochal Ha Isra Lachatsoin, Lehevi Achilas Pras, Avide Tarovislo, I think that means that in Tarovis I would not be mitzarev the different halakim of the Isa, because you have, as I said, achilas heter that separates between the two. The chesaron is not in the chetz of the Isa when it's with Tarovis. The chesaron, I would say, is in the ma'is achila, in the tzira of achila shel Isa. I'm just interpreting it, obviously, in light of what I said before. I don't know if this is what he's saying. I'm unclear. His lashon, he goes on. If you understand that what we saw a moment ago, shaheter hofech lios isur, if that is what you say by this halacha, that's what Rashi said by Tam Ki'ika. If you say the same svara by heter mitzav the isur, so then the heter is mitzav the shir kazaisa. Then the Gemara is very hard to understand. Why is there not a chiyuv at achilas kazaisa talking to achilas pras? Why should there not be a chiyuv if the, as I said, the heter hofech lios isur? I mean, maybe you could say, again, now I'm just stop saying svaras. Maybe you could say that the Gemara said that all these shiurim, halacha moshe misina. The Gemara says in Sukkah, in Ervin, shiurim, chatzitzin, mechitzin, halacha moshe misina. So here there's a gzeas hakosa. Bikol asher yaseh, migev hanayayin, mechatzanim, v'yad zag lo yochel. That teaches the shiur kezayis, doch yidei achilas pras, was said there got to be things that are awesome, miyam machmas atzman, but not things that were awesome because of the tarobis that was involved. As I'm making a chiddush between a situation of tarovis to something that's also machmas atzmo. I mean, I, the problem is that even Tosis here, if you look in this also, this Tosis on daf lamivavim bezin lozir kazayis v'chidachilas pastar aisahi. So if you look in the Tosis, he explains like Rashi, the din of heter mitzarev leisur is different than the din of tam ki'ika. We said the tam ki'ika, according to Rashi, ha-heter hofech leos isa. The tam is so strong, so powerful, that the entire item is avid bei isa. The whole item becomes a heter shel isa. Mashenkin heter mitzarev isa, as I argued earlier, ha-heter notar beheterel. The heter remains heter. You can't take heter and turn it into isa. So where does the chiyuv come from? As I said, achilas isur tokudei ma'aseh achila. That's what you have to assume. But according to Tosis, that they have to be murav. If they're not murav, then you can't go ahead and do this. You can't pull this kind of trick. And also, the achila has to be b'vasachas. I saw, the print is a little bit small here.
We don't pass in that. I mean, we pass in Tam Ki'ikar. We don't pass in Hatim.
Right, that's right.
Maybe my nazir, there's a steer in the Rambam.
There was a steer in the Rambam that, on this they are, it's Kimat E-Efshar
L'Yashiv. Right. But it makes sense now, because Tam Ki'ikar is a much more stronger reason to
100%. I'll push it. I mean, Tam Ki'ikar, the Tam permeates the entire item. That's the strength of Tam. Mashenkin het him aside the Isa. What in heaven's name? There's a Balamor here. I don't know. I can't ask you to read it. I see now the print is very small. In Psochim, the Balamor of Psochim goes on forever. And the Rabban actually is, the Balamor actually learns like Rashi. He learns that there's a, the Din of Hetem Mesav the Isur teaches you the Zachiv and Achilas Isur, Vachilas Hetem Vasachas. If you're eating together, that's what the Pasuk says, that you're going to be responsible. It means even though, the problem with Hetem Mesav the Isur, as Dr. Mazenka is saying, there's no Tama Isur. As I mentioned to you, it could be a Mashu. There's no Tama Isur. And now we're saying, even though you're not being, you're only eating a kezayis, chetzim and a hetzim, chetzim and a hita, somehow, mitzar from zehemzeh. That's how the Balamor here, the Barichosi. But what you said is correct, that Tam Ki'ikar is far more significant, far more powerful, far more charismatic, I don't know how to describe it, than hetzim, sadly, Yisra.
The mahalach of the Nesivis, that Yisuri Daraisa,
it's not. We don't need a nesivus. Yeah, machogus are showing him in general on this topic, whether
Yisuri
Daraisa, Yisuri Gabri, Yisuri Cheftza.
It fits well.
But that itself is nothing is poshut in that machogus are showing him at all. I mean, how do they determine? What are the criteria? Whether something is an Yisuri Cheftza or an Yisuri Gabri? How do they know what's what?
But it makes sense here because if you say because when you tell
which one, which one is which?
I've heard it in the nesivus that the Yisuri Daraisa is an Yisuri Cheftza. Because the chachamim can't make this molecule
usher. Right,
you can't eat it, but
right.
They can't. But when you say, but
that's it. That is it. Not just
the
nesivus. Other
chachamim
say it also. Yeah.
But you say there is, but isur mitzarek leheter makes sense with this nesivus because what you're saying in echnami, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said this molecule is usher, this molecule is heter, and in this case, this molecule is also usher. On the derais is only. Maybe that's a little bit to the chabad. Like, why is it when the derais is the rabban have to think it through? But.
When you make all this food coloring from bug juices and pig skins,
So you don't taste anything, but it's definitely there. You see it. That's what creates a kola. So according to this, would be totally us, totally mutter, because we don't pass in like
but mikvos. But mikvos, the color is important.
So not by mikvos.
Yeah, but that's a seven aloha by mikvos.
Yeah, food. That's
one of onus. Right, because you're going to punish for it. That's right. That's the issue. Are you going to be nanash for this or not?
Okay, so next question.
Someone was talking to me about, and it's similar to what Dr. Mazenka just said, as far as the same issue with Tesa Shabbos, Tesa Yom Tov. I'm not comparing the two, but it's the same. How do you go about and add to Shabbos, Tesa Yom Tov? The Hashem says, or the Torah says, however, Shabbos begins at 6:32, and now you decide it begins at 6:20. On what basis could you go ahead and add? So that's why the Achronim say, the Rishonim say it already. That's Machlokes Rishonim. Does it apply only to the quote-unquote Issa Malacha aspect of Shabbos? You want to be Machmir, not do Malacha before Shabbos. But say that you can't impose a Kedusha of Shabbos on an area, on a period of time that's not has no Kedusha of Shabbos. It's not the Chetzer of Shabbos. Who in heaven's name do you think you are? How do you do that? That's what the Tziv, that Rabbi Soloveitchik used to mention this thesis in the Tzadik Testament of Bezim Sochim, where a woman was... She lit Neros of Yom Tov 18 minutes before, as is the wont of many women. And then she received a telegram that one of her parents was Nifta. She sat Shiva for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, for Yom Tov, and then she thought that Yom Tov would now wipe out the Shiva. And that was the ask of Netziv, whether it wipes out the Shiva or not. Netziv is totally the Shaila on a Tesim Soch and Tzadik Testament base, whether Tesis Yom Tov or Tesis Shabbos applies only to Issa Malacha, it also applies to the positives. That's the Gemara. Rab Tzolei Shal Shabbos, we have Shabbos. Rav accepted Shabbos earlier. What people do in the summer, my favorite pastime. Anyway, so people accept Shabbos earlier. Here also, same thing. Sada d'arachadu. So they accept Shabbos earlier. But the question is, do they have the Gemara says, you make Kiddush. You can make Kiddush. So obviously it applies not just to Yisrael and Malacha. So okay, the same issue. To go and somehow, what you call the Yisrael Chetzi, Yisrael Gavra of Yisurim, the Nesivis. Okay, I'm just, the Balamor here, he seems to learn like Rashi. That hetem, it's tarz le'isr, there's a chiv and achilas isr, achilas hetem v'vasachas. And even though there's no tam ha'isr, so that's why it's very difficult. The tam ki'ikar makes much more sense to me. The tam is pervasive throughout the entire item, and that already is what Rashi calls here, isavi be'isura.
If you hold k'diyachil
what?
That's fine.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that
I mean, okay, the way you're formulating it, I hear what you're saying, but lav davka, I mean, we always need a kazayas techidas pras, bein b'mitzvahs, bein b'averos, in order to be over whether you mekayim b'mitzvah, when we eat whatever shear is required for lechem mishnah, so you have to eat a kazayas techidas pras.
But you're eating the bread.
Right.
It's just in a certain time frame. Versus heter and tzarfel iser, you only eat a kazayas. Half of it was heter. You never eat a
right, kazayas. Or even 99% is heter.
Right.
1% of these. Okay, I'm just saying, that's why this is a very big chiddush. There's the Balamor here, it's very small print. He has another kasha. He has a kasha on the Mishnah Psochem. I didn't actually Xerox this part of the Mishnah, just Xerox from Mem Gimel. But here, the Mishnah has a whole list of items. Kosecha Babu, Shecha, Modai, Chometze, Domi, Zesum, Hamitzvi. Talking about Bal Yorah, Bal Yimotze. And all these things, Zaklal Kol Shem Min Dogan Haris Ovi BePesach Harielu BaZora VeMem Shem Kari. So he asked the Kasha, why are these items mentioned in the Mishnah? Why are they included in Hetem and Sarv LeIsa? I mean, he says that Chometz gives a Tam in the Tarobis. So why don't you say in all these items there's a Tam Kiikar? Why don't we apply the Din? Here the Gemara talks about Tarobis, and the Gemara discusses is there Lav. For Tarobis, not allowed for Tarobis, but the Gemara does not entertain the possibility of Tam Kiiko. So the Balamor asks, and the same Balamor right over here, Msochim, that why don't we have a din of Tam Kiiko and all these examples that I mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Balamor answers over here, you don't need the level of Tam Kiiko in order to ask these items, midin hetem mitzav le'isa. So he himself makes the chila between Tam ki ikar and heta mistarv leisa. The Balmor here says that it's enough that the isa somehow is mashpi on the tam of the tarobis, even though it's not nikar in the tarobis, the tam, the original tam of the isa. So if not for the din of heta mistarv leisa, it'd be batal. The isa would be completely batal. We have a rov heter and a bit of isa, so the whole thing would be batal and gami. That's what he says here, the Balmor. Yeah, you can actually see it. I don't know if you like the small print. Let me show you if you want to on the sheet that I did. Second. It's on page number 7, I believe it should be. Page number 6. Look on page number 6, you can see in the Balamor, it's like a small print, but it's approximately this whole piece on the page number 6, the first 25 lines. So approximately towards the end of the Milchamas Hashem, parallel to the Balamor, where he writes, it's about, before the Ramban ends, look about 7 lines up in the Balamor, where he writes over there, that's the kasha, yes. Why all these cases in the Mishnah, we should have had Tam Ki Ika? Why did the Mishnah only apply the issue of Tarubis? And he says, here he sort of, and the pot above as well. He makes a chiddush between, as I said, Tam Ki Ikar and the issue of Hetam Misav Lisa. But that's his kasha. His kasha is, why did the Mishnah not here on Imsochim and Daf Mem Beis should have entertained? It's all the issue of Tarobis, but it really should have been an issue of Tam Ki Ikar. Why is that not included? So he said, Beferish Kimat. The way I understand it, that Heter Mitzarev Le'Iser is a much weaker kind of concept. It's not the same as Tam Ki Ikar. In the case of Heter Mitzarev Le'Iser, we're telling us that somehow, even though the Tam of the Iser is not Nikar at all, this Tarobis, if not for the din of Heter Mitzarev Le'Iser, the Iser would be bottom. So Heter Mitzarev Le'Iser is Mechadish, the Zechiv and Achilles Tarobis of Iser Heter. Basically, the way the Balamor, if I understand it correctly, he's saying here the din of Heter Mitzarev Le'Iser includes an Isa and the Tarobis. It has a tziruf of Tama Isa and Tama Heter. It's not Isur, Betam Isur, Isur, Osur. But it's a Tam which is a mixture of Isur and Heter, that's Osur. And there's a whole concept of Heter Mitzarev Le'Iser is not that the Shir of Heter is Mitzarev the Shir of Isa, but rather the Tama Heter is Mitzarev the Tama Isa. That's what he writes over here. Wow, wild chidushim. What he writes. I mean, it almost comes out, what maybe you were suggesting this.
Can you explain that again?
The Balamor is a problem. He asks on the Mishnah, Membeis and Psochim, that the Mishnah lists a whole litany of items. Eilu Oven B'Pesach, you don't have it there. Kusach HaBab, L'Shech HaModai, Chometz HaDom, Mizeh Sema Mitzvah. The Gemara discusses here, the issue is an issue of Tarobis. What's the law? Is a law of Tarobis, not a law of Tarobis, Tarobis Chometz. So now, what about Tam Ki Ikar? Why didn't the Mishnah say that these items are included? They're not, the Gemara says they included the din of Hetem Mitzarev Le'Iser. Chometz gives a Tam and Tarobis. Why isn't there a din of Tam Ki Ikar? So here he says in Mechadish, there's a difference between Tam Ki Ikar and Hetem Mitzarev Le'Iser. Tam Ki Ikar, as I said before, that is a pervasive kind of Tam that affects the entire Tarobis, and therefore that's why it's awesome. Hashem and Hetem Mitzarev Le'Iser would be batal the Iser. But this is a halacha, I'm chayav for eating a Tarobis of Iser v'Hetem. But it's not the same as Tam Ki Ikar. It's much shvacha, much weaker than the Tam Ki Iser. As he's saying here that the din of Heter Mitzarev Le'Iser includes an Iser and the Tarobis, it has a tziruf of Tam Iser and Tam Heter. I don't know, my impression of the Balamor, maybe I read it already many times the last few days, that the Balamor seems to say there are two types of Heter Mitzarev Le'Iser. One is, let's say, Achilas Chatzizayis of Iser, Achilas Chatzizayis of Heter Mitzarev. And now he's saying something else. If I have a Tam, which is Murka Miser V'Heter, that's called Iser. A Tam that somehow consists of both, a hybrid of Iser v'Heter, that's considered to be awesome. I mean, basically he's saying the din of Iser v'Heter, if I read him correctly here again, the din of Iser v'Heter are not mitzvah k'dei achilas pras. Chayv and achila b'vasachas. That's what I've been arguing the whole time. So, and that said, dafka, if someone eats achilas chatzizayis Iser, chatzizayis Heter. But let's say someone eats, somehow a tarkovet, eats a mixture of Iser v'Heter, he's chayv and achilas zayis talking about achilas pras because the tam which is found here is mitzarif the isa v'heter. You don't have to have an achilas basachas in order to be mitzarif them. But one thing is clear. He makes a chilek between tam ki ikar and heter v'sad isa. That is very clear in the entire Balamor, long, long Balamor, and he makes this distinction between the two.
Just occurred to me that when it's almost the polar opposite of bittul. Because what's bittul? You have something that's usser, and it's not on Pesach, but bittul bittul b'shishim, let's say, and magically it now becomes not usser anymore. It becomes mutter. It's changed. It becomes a mutter.
Okay, and I think that's correct. Okay, so I just want to stress, then when the Pasuk says, the Gemara has a machlokes of Chacham Rabbi Kiva, this Pasuk, when the Pasuk says, Miyayin v'sheikha yazir, Chometz Yayin v'chometz sheikha lo yishteh, and v'chomish ha-salam lo yishteh, v'anovim lachim b'veshim lo yochel. So we said, the Chacham hold, this Pasuk teaches you the din of Tam Ke'ikot. Gemara said, they're cholik on this din of hetem mitzarev l'isur. It teaches the halach of tam ki ikar. That if I have a machol of isur that's nisari beheter, so asks it if there's a sinas tam. Rabbi Kiva says no. The din is tam ki ikar. That we learn out. The Gemara says we learn out from the parsha of Yuli Akum, right? And the pasuk it comes to teach you heter is mitzarev l'isur. Means basically everyone holds that the machol which is usur asers the machol shel heter b'desinas tam. If the machol ha'aser gives tam to the imitza tam to the machol shel heter, so then it asers it. So the question is that maybe that's what you're asking. So why is bittul berov? Why shouldn't bittul berov work? Why should we exercise? Let's apply the din of bittul. Why shouldn't the halacha bittul apply here? So Rashi says no, because Rashi's lashon here, also here in Psachim, he says lasos tamo shel iser ki ikro mamosho. Means we're talking about a pas that somehow shor b'yayin, that's mekabel tam yayin. Rashi says al pishita sav akiva heter v'sar v'isur, but he said v'isavle pas gufa isur. Use a different lashonos. No, it's not achshavei. He doesn't say that. Achshavei is what the Rosh says in the second paragraph of Psachim. Doesn't say it over here. Here he says lasos tamushol isur ki ikro mamosho, and the other line is isavle pas gufa isur. I mean, let's say according to Rashi, if the tam hayayin was balua b'pas kula, let's say the tamah yayin is completely absorbed in this pas, the Chacham would also be maskim l'chura yachay for the siruv, because how do you define ochel? It's nikva l'fiata. The machlokas is only here l'gabi pas. Pas shelo kibla l'gamri has tam hayayin. The pas that did not completely receive the tam of wine. So the mashmos is the moment something keeps the tam of shalisur, ha isur hu hofech lios aser. And the problem is that the Balamor doesn't agree with that. Other Rishonim also don't agree with that. They say that the Chiddush of Tam Ki Ikar is there's no Bittul Berov. The Isur is not based on the fact that the Chaticha becomes a Chaticha Shel Isur, but rather there's a B'toch HaDavar HaZeh Yesh Kizai Shel Isur. So in order to be Chayiv, you have to eat a Shir Godol Sheyesh B'toch HaKizai Shel Isur. That's what the Balamor here seems to stress. I mean, maybe the Machlokas is again, how do you understand heter mitzarev l'isur? That's really the problem. How do you define the heter mitzarev l'isur? I mean, Rashi says here that you can be mechayev ba'achilas kezayis even without the chiddush of heter mitzarev l'isur. This chiddush is only needed where the heter is not mashpia or is not hushba from the isur. The einan mu'ravim kol echad nikar. That's what Rashi stresses. He says it twice, Rashi. Rashi, I saw it three times in Rashi and a few places in Shas. So I don't understand how, in heaven's name, how are you chayef achilas desires without this chiddush of heter mitzarev l'isur? If the heter is not receiving any kind of impact from the tam ha'isur, einu murav kol echad nikar. So what in heaven's name is going on here? So that comes the chiddush of Rashi heter mitzarev l'isur. The Balamor disagrees. The Balamor holds that heter mitzarev l'isur ha heter hofech lios isur. Somehow it becomes isur, and you get malchus v'ish kezayis. And I mean, somehow that's the almost as if it's the din of tam ki ikar. I mean, I that's my problem. How do you distinguish between these two concepts? They seem to be very much almost coterminous. Almost they're very close to each other. At least that's the way the Balamor seems to understand it. I mean, he holds the two dinim of the Balamor are obviously connected one to the other. He he says, the Gemara says in Chulin and Tam Ki'iko. That's where the real sugya of Tam Ki'iko comes up. So the Baal Mor writes that sugya in Chulin that says Tam Ki'iko is maskim that hetem is tarif le'isa. Is maskim to that halacha. According to Rashi, ma akesha, ma inyan shmita l'sasina. These two dinim are completely not totally zebazeh. There's no connection between these two halachas. Hetem is tarif le'isa is talking about an achilas kezayis, sheyesh shama mixas heter, and mixas isa, according to Rashi. And there's obviously a hafrada brua b'nehem. There's clearly a separation between the two. And we're talking about the Yehab Bavasachas, Mahashegan, the dinner, Tam Ki Ikor, is talking about Tarobis that has a Tam Isor without the Mamoshis of the Isor. And also the dinner of Hetim Sav the Isor is not based on Tam Ki Ikor. That's a fundamental machlokes here between the Baal HaMor and Rashi. That's what I understood from Rashi in Pesachim, Rashi in Nozir, Rashi in Chulin. The two dinim are not totally zebazeh.
Maybe not for me, because we say no shetam of gam. So by tam ki ikur, if it's gam, then the whole thing falls apart.
Right. Mashenkin, by heter besav the isa, I agree with that. I think that's a correct nafkamina. I have to check la locha to see how they bring it down, but that to me is a partial nafkamina.
Although we don't pass it this way. Anyway, we don't pass it this way.
I'm just saying the... Again, the way the you have to look in the even the Rashi of Pesachim Memdalo Mebei, that Rashi that I read to you by Achilas Pas Shenivla Bo Miktas Iso. That even though the Iso Veheter looks like one thing, they're really different. They're really separate one from the other. So that's really what seems to be here the fundamental, very fundamental Machlokes. Do you somehow align these two concepts? Well, they told you two separate concepts, and that's Yisrael Chogs, Rashi, the Baal HaMor.
But now we're stuck again in the Baal HaMor, how we understand how the Heter is becoming Eser?
Yeah, okay, that's the problem. How does it...
Should we have to lump this as a Chogs and the Chesed Yisrael and the
Maizu? I think so. I think that's what you have to...
We're not saying the Baal HaMor, though.
How about what?
It's a sandwich. So it's not something that's our separate pieces, but he's eating Heter and Eser together.
Well, that's what we're talking about. That's Heter and Masar of the Yisrael, no?
You don't have to come up. That's not
Tarubis. Right. Without a
Tarubis. That's another
Afghan community. And could be.
Would Badal Bashishim also be...
I was bothered by that. Would that apply?
Badal Bashishim requires
Tarubis. Badal Bashishim and it's gone. So we're talking about someone going to say 40-60. Isra 40. So it's 40 and 60. 40, but still, it's Mestar to make a Kazayas.
Right.
That's
it. Okay.
But in the end, we're not saying what we said in Rashi
tomorrow. That's right. Right.
So we're starting
to resolve this theory in the Rama.
Okay, it will take another 45 minutes here. I did spend 3 days on that matter. Okay, there's a steer with Rambam, and it needs, you have I give you those Rambams.
The first and third Rambam says that Nazir is the exception, and right. The middle Rambam, he says Nazir is also.
Correct, it's included.
No, but they're two different units.
Okay, that's the question. So that's you have to assume something like that. That's the chiluk. He's correct. David said it's correct. That one is Isa the Isa, and the other one is not. But you take a look at the Lashon. Look at the Lashon Rambam, page number, what was it, 8?
8, 9, and 10.
Yeah, look at 8, 9, and 10. Let's start with 8 again, okay? In 8, he just says, Amos Tarvin says, Zelikazayas. He gives the exceptions, Yisuri Nazir, etc. Okay? Shekolishin Shabbatari, Amos Tarvin says, Zeh. The Kazayis, with the exception of, and Yisrael Noz is one of the exceptions. Now, on page number 9, he writes here, Dabra Hamutu, Enem Esayiv, Dabra Hosev Ben Nozir, Ketzach, Shinsariv, Yayin Shinsariv, Bidvash, Albi Shetam HaKol Tam Yayin, Meshosim Ha Tarobis, Bechin HaTzimukim, Shedorsin, Magrogus, Shetam HaKol Tam Tzimukim, Bochum Ha Tarobis, Eno Loki, Achiyim, Dabra Hosev, Tarobis, Kzayde Shalosh Beitzim, Rizay Achidas Pras, Kishar Yisurim, Moshe Biyan, Machos Asur. So here he says, it's not Mitzdarev, the Dabra Ha'asa B'Nazir. And then on 10, Kol Yisur Shabbat Torah, Amos Tavim says, Echut Misuri Nazir. Kamoshi is Baruch Sham. Lutikach Ha'loke, Lokeach Me'at. That's a separate din, right. That's a separate
din.
Yeah, the problem is at 8 and 9. That's where you have the problem. You see on the 8? In 8 it says, Kol Yisur Shabbat Torah, Amos Tavim, with the exception of Misuri Nazir. And then in page 9, on the halacha in the Naziris, here he says, Dabra Hamutar, Einem Mitzdar, Dabra Ha'asa B'Nazir. That's what you have to assume. I think that's the part. But others have difficulty with it. It's not. No, one is talking about, take a look what he's talking about. He said, Dabra Hamuta, in page 9. Mashenki, in page 8, he says, Kol Yisur
Shabbat. Dabra Hamuta, and Hamitza, and Dabra Aso, and Nazim, which means what?
Which one are you on, page 9?
9.
So, he gives you the example, that I have Dabra Hamuta, and Dabra Aso, by Nazir, right. Correct? He gives the case, Yayim Bidvash.
Right, so, Chatsi, Yayim, Yachatsi Dvash.
He says, you're not going to get Malkus. That's what he says here in page 9. And on page number 8,
So 8 and 10 are talking about Issa Mistar. That's what he said. It's not before.
All to do. He has diukim in Lashon Hara. Okay, but that's somehow you have to make some sort of a chiluk along those lines. Okay, stop.
Good shout out to